Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. The economy is showing signs of strain after 8 weeks of the US-Iran war. The Money Control EcoPulse Index slipped into contraction territory at 49 in March as the war in West Asia weighed on manufacturing, exports, and core sector output despite resilient consumer demand. The index tracks 38 high-frequency indicators across consumption, manufacturing, labor markets, trade, and financial activity to provide a monthly snapshot of India's economy. Regulatory uncertainties have forced Jiroda to wind down its Zero One project, a partnership with content creators to build show formats. Chandra Srikanth and Anand Jay report that the initiative was likely shuttered due to a lack of direct return on investment and SEBI's increasing vigilance over finfluencers and surrogate advertising. Canada's Fairfax Financial is in advanced talks to buy as much as 10% in IIFL Capital via a 1,000 crore rupees preferential issue, a move that could see it become the majority shareholder and co-promoter of the Indian wealth manager, Hansini Kartik and Archishma Ayya report. National Investment and Infrastructure Fund, an alternative asset manager, and Singapore investment giant Temasek have held talks to submit a joint bid for Shell's Indian renewable energy platform, Spurng Energy, reports Ashwin Mohan. War pressures are now filtering down to the consumer. Layoffs in IT companies and hiring pauses in many places have slowed home sales across tech-driven markets, reports Ashish Mishra. The war is also affecting India's new age consumer brands. Led by a 5 to 10% hike at popular coffee chain Starbucks, other snack, protein foods and beverages are also forced to rethink their strategies. Aryaman Gupta writes that packaging costs have increased by 10 to 30%, while freight costs have risen tenfold in some instances. Also, read MC Pro's analysis by Ravi Anantanarayanan, where he examines whether the FMCG industry's defensive coat is growing back. Despite the volatility, India is at the heart of the growth strategy across PCs and AI-led computing for Taiwanese laptop maker Asus. Its co-CEO Samson Hu told Danish Khan in an interview. Asus is expanding its manufacturing footprint in India through partnerships with local companies. Hu said that both India and China will play complementary roles to diversify global supply chains rather than compete with each other. The mood in the IT sector has turned fragile. The IT index crumbled 4% on Wednesday after HCL Technologies' earnings disappointed investors. Rishabh Shaw and Debangana Ghosh Pass management commentary and earnings forecasts across Tata Consultancy Services, HCL Tech and Wipro to point out that while deal pipelines remain steady, converting them into predictable and profitable growth is becoming increasingly difficult. A generational shift is underway at one of India's oldest business houses. Pirosha Godrej, 45, who is stepping into a pivotal leadership role at the Godrej Industries Group, has set an ambitious five-year target to build a 5 lakh crore market cap platform by scaling the group's existing businesses. In an interview with Deboshi Chucky, Pirosha says the group plans to expand from 3 listed entities to at least 5, while targeting annual average sales growth of 15% and earnings per share growth of 20% over the next 5 years. Despite the disruptions in West Asia, investments by Indian companies into their UAE businesses remained undisturbed in March, writes Pavan Burugula. RBI data shows that 208 Indian companies put together sent $686 million to their businesses in the Middle East in March. After the US and Singapore, the UAE is the next biggest destination for Indian investments. And finally, Tesla launched the Model YL, its first six-seater in India. This is the company's first major product move since entering the Indian market last year. It is priced at 63.12 lakh rupees on road. Swaraj Bhagavka writes that Tesla's India journey has been modest so far. Since beginning deliveries in late September 2025, it has averaged sales of less than 60 units a month. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.